Welcome back. It's Dennis and Callahan on a Patriot Friday. Our pal Lenny Clark is alongside to help us pry some information out of Rob Ninkovich from the New England Patriots. You're in trouble now, Rob. Lenny's going to grill you this morning.
No, I don't want any trouble with Ninkovich.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well.
We'll see how close you're paying attention. Who leads the Patriots in sacks?
Chandler Jones.
Uh-uh. Guess again. I'll give you a hint. He has eight.
Eight sacks.
Eight sacks. Who leads the Patriots in sacks?
Vince Wilfork.
Nope.
He's got eight.
So nope.
I would have picked Vince.
You would have picked Vince?
Yeah, I would have picked him.
All right, I'll give you another question because it's the same answer. Who's tied for the Patriot lead in forced fumbles with five?
Brandon Spice.
You're 0 for 3, brother. Who is tied for the Patriot lead in fumble recoveries with four?
Vince Wilfork.
No, not Vince Wilfork.
Give him a hint. He's got a beard.
He wears number 50.
And he doesn't care about stats. He just cares about wins.
What are you doing down there, Rob? How are you playing this well?
Getting to the football. That's the name of the game.
You look like you're feeling a whole lot better. You had a great game last week.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, that extra week helped me, you know, recover from the Miami game. So, you know, I was pretty grateful about that. And, you know, I was able to go out there and, you know, play a solid game.
Based on how you were taken off the field, not under your own power, but assisted off the field, it surprised the hell out of me that you were, A, available for the next game and as effective as you were. Did your recovery and your performance surprise you, Robert? Did you feel it coming during the course of the week that you were getting over that injury quickly?
You know, I was lucky enough to, you know, not have had anything major, so that was a good thing. And you know, the first couple days, you know, I felt better, so it seemed to get a lot better every day, which was encouraging. So, you know, again, having that extra week off really helped me, you know, continue to heal. So, you know, come game day, you know, I was feeling pretty good and, you know, able to you know, put a good performance out there.
It seems to me that the players on the Patriots all, they want to play no matter what. I mean, like, yeah, Bruschi playing with a hole in his heart. You know, it's hard to say, well, I don't feel like playing. I got a bad arm. You got a bad arm? The guy's got a hole in his heart. Get out there. And Gronk playing with a broken arm that breaks it again. And then you, what was your hip? Was that what you had hurt?
Yeah.
And then you come back, you're flying around, whacking him.
Is it peer pressure, Rob, when you guys play hurt, you don't want to let your teammates down?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things. We also don't, you know, you have high expectations for yourself and set goals for yourself in the beginning of the year that you don't, you know, you don't want to be watching from the sideline. You want to be out there doing everything you can to help your teammates and, you know, to you know, give yourself the satisfaction knowing that you've done everything you possibly can to, you know, to help your teammates and help yourself, you know, get a win.
Well, I'm glad you're back and you're ready for this week. But let me ask you about goals. Have you ever made a goal that you've reached?
Yeah, I've made a few goals.
Well, that's what I do, Rob. I make them really easy. Like yesterday, I said, tomorrow I'm going to get up before noon. I did it. I was so happy, I took a nap.
You know, when I was in high school, I used to write down goals before every year. It's just something I do. I don't want to get into the specific goals, but I've definitely reached a few of them this year, which is a good thing.
Are they personal stats? Are they wins? Is it money? I want to make money. I want to play a certain amount of years.
Nothing to do with money. You know, money doesn't.
Money's good, though, Rob. I just want to say money in the end is very, very good. Because I've had it and I've lost it and I've been without it. Money is better.
Money's all right. Yeah. You know, there's some things that, you know, personal things that when you can get to a place that you never thought you could be, you know, it's pretty good feeling. So, you know, becoming my first year in the league, one of my goals is to be a starter in the NFL, which took me 5 years, but, you know, I was able to get that. So, you know, I was pretty proud of that.
Give us an example of another goal.
Leading the team in forced fumbles. That's another
goal. Very good.
Hey, tell me this.
I just want to bring this up. Flacco said you would never, ever lead the team in forced fumbles. I'm just saying that. I mean, he's been talking trash about you all week. He picked on you specifically.
You sound like my father. My father always seems to get anonymous calls from opposing quarterbacks that are talking about me.
You know what? Your dad is right, because, you know, I can't wait to meet your dad. But, I mean, it's Flacco's talking so much trash.
And, yeah, he was saying that Purdue is like a farming school, and he was saying that Ninkovich is a funny name.
Yeah. Oh, that's just for starters.
Hey, first time you played these guys, you guys lost. You didn't do much statistically, but this time you're going against Michael Orr. What do you know about Michael other than blindside?
You know, last year I was, you know, going against him, you know, pretty much all game. So, you know, we have some history with each other. And, you know, last game we played this year, I switched sides towards the end of the game and, you know, went against him a little bit. So I definitely have gone against him and, you know, watching tape, you know, seeing, you know, the type of player he is.
I bet you other guys, not you, trash talk with Michael Orr and make fun of him because of the movie. I mean, he's the most famous.
I don't talk. You know, when I'm out there, I just try and, you know, make plays and, you know, let my performance.
Well, I've heard Michael Orr
speak for itself. You know, the NFL, to be honest with you, when you're on the field, there's always going to be a play here or there where you get knocked on your butt. You know, that's just the way it goes. You're going against guys that are, you know, great football players as well. So I don't want to talk to anybody and then they do something to me and then they're able to come back at me, you know. So I stay away from all that stuff.
Well, Michael Orr has said great things about you, but Joe Flacco, he has no respect for, you know, and I hate to keep bringing it up like your dad, but that's Joe Flacco. Gee, so much trash. It's all over the interweb. You can find it.
I guess I'll have to look that up.
Hey, Rob, the more success you have on the football field, does that make, as you raise the bar of where your game is and the contributions you're making to this football team, and we talked about it at the outset, you lead the team in sacks with 8, forced fumbles with 5, fumble recoveries with 4. Do you and your teammates expect that level of play all the time? In other words, because you are playing well, is more now expected of you than perhaps, you know, week 1, week 2, week 3?
No, definitely. I mean, anytime you're making plays on a consistent basis, you know, you're expected to do those things on a consistent basis. So, you know, again, it doesn't bother me at all. I mean, I've been able to, you know, consistently, you know, make plays since I was, you know, a freshman in college. So I think that it's, you know, it's the more opportunity and confidence that I have, you know, in myself and that my teammates and coaches having me, that makes me even more confident to go out there and play well.
The comparisons have started. They're calling you a latter-day Mike Vrabel. You wear his number. What do you think about that when you hear people say, yeah, Ninkovich is Mike Vrabel just a few years later?
I think, I mean, you definitely can't compare us. We're definitely, you know, different players. You know, I'm not even close to as tall as he was, so definitely different physically. You know, I never have met the guy, so I really don't know, you know, his personality. But I heard he was, you know, a pretty smart guy, and you know, he, you know, got after guys. You know, made, you know, he was just a good guy in the locker room to have. So, you know, it's definitely an honor to be compared to him. But again, you know, it's, I still got a lot more to do to you know, come close.
Hey, final question, Rob. Just between the four of us, is there a play in the Patriot playbook that has Rob Ninkovich lining up like Vrabel did and catching a pass as a tight end? Because you did it in college. Come on, just
no
between
comment.
The four of us.
No comment, no comment.
Does that play exist? Come on, yes
right,
or no?
Well, I have a question.
We have a lot of tight ends. I mean, I think the tight end situation is definitely different from when Vrabel was here.
But you could do it, couldn't you?
Done it in the past, you know. I definitely can catch a football, that's for sure.
I have a question for you. When you were in college, did you have any make-believe girlfriends?
No, mine were all real.
Attaboy, that's what I want. Hey, listen,
is it a surprise to you that a Notre Dame guy, Matt Light, another Purdue guy, said, you know,
that's what they do.
That's what they do at Notre Dame.
Stuff up.
You know, they lie, they cheat, they steal. Are you surprised?
All in the name of God.
Yeah.
No comment. I'm not getting into that. I still don't even understand it. You need somebody to explain it to me.
Pretty complicated. All right, Rob.
Good luck Sunday,
Rob. Good luck Sunday night. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Rob Ninkovich, Dennison Callahan, and Lenny Clark.